The term racial profiling refers to the idea that police and other law enforcement officials single out minorities by stopping them at customs checkpoints or for minor traffic offenses under the assumption that in the process they might apprehend drug couriers or other felons. Police departments routinely deny that they practice racial profiling, but the debate over the practice rages on, fueled by anecdotes and anger. To help settle that debate, more than 20 states and hundreds of local police forces have been collecting information on traffic stops. One of those states is Massachusetts. Two reporters from the Boston Globe reviewed more than 750,000 tickets from every police department in the Commonwealth. Their reports, which appear in the Globe this week, find a wide racial disparity in traffic stops and searches. Joining us now to talk about those findings is Boston Globe reporter Bill Dedman. Hello, Bill.
Good afternoon.
As we just said, you looked at traffic citations from every police department in the state. What exactly did you find?
The pattern from the traffic tickets is that Black and Hispanic drivers are ticketed about twice their share of the population, and that once a driver gets a ticket, Blacks and Hispanics are searched about 50% more often than whites who get a ticket.
Now, although Blacks and Hispanics are more likely to have their cars searched, are they also more likely to face drug charges?
No. The race with the highest rate of drug charges once searched was whites. Blacks and Hispanics were found with drugs, were charged with a drug charge 10 to 12% of the time when they were searched, whites 16%. It might be that whites are more likely to have drugs, but experts in policing suggest that these rates imply that police officers are searching whites with better reason, a smell of marijuana in the car or something that the officer sees, and might be searching minorities more often on a hunch or an intuition, which doesn't pan out so often.
Now, there's this notion that young Black and Hispanic males attract more police attention. Did age or gender factor in here at all?
You know, that was a surprise to us. People often point out that it's the younger drivers who are more likely to be profiled. I think younger Black and Hispanic men in this country expect to be profiled. They mockingly call it driving while Black. But what we found was that the disparity actually gets worse for older drivers. That is, the older you are, the less likely you are to get searched, no matter what race. But that search rate goes down more for whites. It stays up for Blacks and Hispanics. Therefore, the gap between the races goes up as drivers age.
In your article, you quote the state's new Secretary for Public Safety, Edward Flynn, who is a former police chief himself. He says that racial profiling is a bit of a catch-22 for police. Why?
He has said that minority communities may beg for more policing because of drug problems, but may then complain about racial profiling because more people in those communities receive traffic tickets or are pulled over. That wouldn't explain why we see such disparities in all kinds of communities, urban, suburban, rural.
Several other states and local police departments collect this kind of data. Are there patterns that are developing across the country?
Very similar patterns have been shown, as people know, in Maryland and New Jersey, Rhode Island, San Diego. Often a disparity in ticketing, and then even beyond that, a disparity in the level to which people are suspected, as indicated by being searched.
There's one interesting note in Massachusetts. The debate over racial profiling shifted somewhat after September 11th with concerns about the targeting or profiling of Arab Americans or Americans of Middle Eastern descent. Did the search rate for Middle Easterners change at all after September 11th?
No, it's interesting that the state made an effort to be very responsive to allegations or reports of racial profiling of Arabs or other Middle Easterners, but before September 11th and after, the search rate for that group was very low. Middle Eastern men were searched about every 140 traffic tickets, Black and Hispanic men about every 40. So the group that was disproportionately ticketed and searched remained Black and Hispanic.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bill Dedman is a correspondent for the Boston Globe.